ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 27, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: The true activity of the sense organs, mind, sight, words, and all the knowledge-gathering and working senses, is to engage fully in my service. Unless his senses are thus engaged, a living entity cannot think of getting out of the great entanglement of material existence, which is exactly like Yamaraja's stringent rope.
Mano vachadrik karane hitasya ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಕೃತಂ ಮೇ ಪರಿವರ್ಹನಂ ಹಿ ವಿನಾಪಮಾನ ಜೀನ ಮಹಾಭಿಮೋಹ ಕೃತಾಂತ ಪಾಶಾ ನ ವಿಮುಕ್ತ ಮೀಸೆ. ಸೊ ದಿ ಎಂಟ್ಯಾಂಗಲ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್. ಭಕ್ತಿವಿನಾಥ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಶರೀರ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ಜಾಲ ಜರೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ತಾಹೆ ಕಾಲ್ ಜೀವೆ ಫೈಲೆ ವಿಷಯ ಸಾಗರ್. ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಕವರಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್. ಶರೀರ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ಜಾಲ್. ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಎ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ according to the different proportion of ignorance. This child is so crying. From 3 miles we can hear. Balanam rudanam balam. This is strength of the children, crying. They can disturb the whole world. By simply by crying. So, just see, this is the body immediately. You cannot cry like that. Even if you are aggrieved, you cannot cry so loudly that up to 4 miles one can hear. That is not possible. Why it is not possible? Because he has got a different body and you have got a difference. Everything is going on according to the body. This is Mahabhimoha. This is going on. 8,400,000 of different forms of body according to Mano, Vacha, Drik, Karan, etc. This body is the entanglement and the senses are the instruments and we are acting with the senses and we are creating another type of body. This is going on. Sharira vidya jal jarendriya tahaka. Therefore, first business is how to purify the senses. Bhakti means that. Bhakti, devotional service means purifying the senses. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha paramana, manasastu parabuddhi. These are final. This body means indriya. And finer than the indriyas is the mind. And finer than the mind is intelligence. and finer than the intelligence is the soul. Very minute part and parcel of the super soul. That is also mentioned. Kesagra satavagasya satadhakulpitasya. So minute. You cannot imagine. Kesa agra, the tip of the hair, it is a small point. You divide into 10,000, then you can get an idea what is the measurement of the soul. Kesagra satavagasya satadhakulpitasya. Jiva bhāga sabhijñāya. Everything, measurement is there. It is not that without body. It is, there is body. And the impetus is coming from there. Intelligence is working, then mind is producing, and the senses are transforming into a gross body. This is material existence. How finely it is. What is the science? They are still do not know. Except this board, Dehātma-buddhi. Therefore, one who sticks to this body only, gross body, it is class. It's like in our country, the Charvaka. He says, Vasya bhutasya dehasya puna kuta punaragavana bhave. Why you are thinking of next birth? It is not possible. We see this gross body is burnt into ashes. Where is the soul who is coming back again? Don't care for all these things. Live happily. Eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. Javad jive sukham jive. This philosophy is going on. There is no mind, there is no intelligence, there is no soul, only this gross body. And so long we possess this gross body, let us enjoy the senses. But it is this guy, Mahabhimo. This is the greatest villain. Mahabhimoha. So, because people have no education, how we are existing in this material world, vimoha, vimura, prakriti, how nature is working, prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa, ahankara vimura, oi vimura, mahabhimoha. The rascal is thinking that there is no other life. That is not the fact. It is very great entanglement. So, intelligent person, they will try to get out of these sarira vidya jala janendriya sahika, to get out of these gross senses. Senses are there. The spirit soul is a person. Person. As Krishna is person, just like the father is person, the child is also person. It cannot be otherwise. Or, if the child is a person, the father must be a person. Krishna says, Aham bija padapita. So, all living entities, we experience it, that we are all persons. Even a small insect, a small ant, it is a person. An ant is going this way. If you stop, it will struggle. Why you are stopping? That is person. It will try its best to go this way, to avoid your checking. You'll find it by practical experience. Even a small ant, it has got all the propensities. Ahara nidra bhaya maitho, these propensities. eating, sleeping, sex, and fearing. You'll find everywhere. Viṣaya sarvato kulushya. Viṣaya. Viṣaya means, does not mean to become rich man. Viṣaya means enjoyment of the senses. That is called Viṣaya. Viṣaya chhariya serase mojiya mukhe bolo hori hori. This is in instruction. That we can chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We can chant the holy name of the Lord purely, without offense. Because if we can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra once only, if it is pure, then immediately become liberated. Aka hori name jato pap hore, papi hoye tato pap korivare nare. Hrina is so powerful that once chanting, immediately vanquishes the accumulated sinful reaction of millions of lives. Papi hoye tato pap korivare. Every papi, sinful man, is very expert in committing sinful activities. But Harinam is so expert, the once chanted, the papi, the sinful man, will be failure to commit sin anymore. But the difficulty is that we cannot come to the pure stage of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Due to our past habits, our mind is disturbed. We cannot concentrate. Therefore, we have fixed up the minimum. We cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. That is not possible. If somebody imitates Haridas Thakur, we can see the chanting Hare Krishna and smoking bidi. We can understand what is the position. The offense is going on. Therefore, we should try to avoid the 10 kinds of offenses. Of course, in the beginning, the offenses will continue, chanting, 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 chanting. As soon as we become purified, cetadatmanamarjanam bhava-mahadavagni-nirvapanam. By chanting, chanting, chanting repeatedly, then our the core of heart will be cleansed, śrīta dātpana mārjanam. Then immediately, bhava mahādāvāgni nirvāpanam, this mahā-vimoha. This is mahā, this is bhava mahādāvāgni. They do not know that what kind of position we are now passing through. Krishna says the same thing, mṛtyu saṅsāra vatmani, māma prāpya nivartante, mṛtyu saṅsāra vatmani. So, we are rascals, we do not know what is that mṛtyu saṅsāra vatmani. We have dismissed everything, all instruction of the śāstra, all instruction of Krishna, all instruction of Guru, we have all dismissed. All our desires, mythology, there is no life after that. This is the problem. Ahankara vimunātmā, vimunātmā. This is the position you should understand, then what is our position. But they have become so dull, just like a stone, a tree, you cut it, it does not respond. Does not. But if there is life, little pinching immediately, why you are pinching? There is a difference between life and dead body, jaw and chetan. So long one is not conscious, is as good as the stone or the wood. Therefore sometimes Vaishnava poets say that amar vid pashanta gollana. Pashan hole gole jete. We have created such a strong heart of material existence that it does not respond even after suffering so much. This is our position. So Krishna consciousness movement means to bring him to the right position of consciousness. Consciousness we have got. The more it is covered, dull, it cannot respond. But it can be brought into the proper existence, and the process is hearing, hearing. Go on hearing, hearing. Krishna has given us one chance, this ear. If we properly use it, therefore Vedic knowledge is to be heard, hearing, listen. It is therefore called Shruti. The Vedic instruction has to be gotten from the right person through oral reception. Sinnatam sakata krishna punna savana kirtana riddhantascha avadrani vidhunati suhit sata. This is the process that we should engage our ear to receive the knowledge, Vedic knowledge, very attentively. Therefore, we have to approach to the proper person and inquire and hear savanam kirtanam tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena seva. Not to hear like animal, but pariprasnena sevaya, then our knowledge will be developed. This is the process. So, mano vacha drik karane hitasya sat kritangami parivaranahi. So we can worship the Lord by mind, by words, by seeing, all senses. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Richat. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Richat. Bhakti means Rishik. Rishik means the senses. Karan. Mano Bhata. Mind is the king of the senses. So mind is also one of the senses. Manasasthani Indriyani Pratitisthani Karsati. Mind and the Indriyas combined together, we are trying to be happy in this material world. But there is no happiness, simply struggle. Prakritisthani karsati. Purusha prakritistha bhunte prakritijana guna. He is put into this prakriti, bhumirapanalo vayavakam buddhi. Bhindrame prakriti astadha. We are put into this prakriti. Bhumi upon alabhayu kham mundhi, mano. These are material. There is also mano. Mind is subtle matter. It is not spirit. In this way, separated energy and the jiva, the living entity, although he is part and parcel of Krishna, he wanted to enjoy life separately or independently, without Krishna, and that is called material world, struggle for him, without Krishna. Therefore, he has to come to Krishna if he wants to stop his struggle for existence with mind and senses. Then he must come to Krishna. That is the natural position. But these rascals are not taught about Krishna, but they are already in ignorance, and they are kept into ignorance. Nati vidu sarthu gatim hi Vishnu. These rascals, they do not know that his real self-interest is how to approach Vishnu or Krishna. Krishna, Vishnu, therefore, comes personally just to show his causeless mercy upon us, to exhibit himself, how he can be friend to everyone. Suhila sarva-bhutana gyatya mam shanti vichyati. If you want shanti, then you must accept Krishna. Sudhido, Boktaram Jankutabhasa, Sarvaloka Maheswaram, Sudhidam Sarvabhutaram. He's friend of everyone. Therefore he comes. He is not only friend of Arjuna. Arjuna is symbolic friend. He is instructing Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, his friend. But he is friend of everyone, Sridharam Sarvabhuta. So we must take advantage of the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. It is not meant for Arjuna, he is already liberated. But he is placing himself as one of them, just to take the lessons of Krishna for the benefit of the whole world. Arjuna, who is living with Krishna as friend, not only in one life, bahuni me janmani atitani tavasa. So Arjuna is always with Krishna. He cannot be in ignorance. Krishna surya sama maya andhaka. Jaha Krishna taha nahi maya rodhika. Who is constantly living with Krishna, he has no ignorance. But he is putting himself as ignorant. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is asking question from Ravana. Does it mean that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not know Ravananda? No. Just to make a seed that how we can get knowledge from hearing from the authorities. Similarly, Arjuna plays himself. It is a theatrical stage, that ignorant. But actually, he is liberated when Arjuna's advice to practice Hatha Yoga. He said, Krishna, it is not possible. Chanchala hi mana Krishna pramathi balavadra kasyam nigrahana manne. I cannot do this. He was frank enough. Or on behalf of us, he said frankly that it is impossible, at least in the Kali Yuga, to control the mind. Yoga, Indriya, Sangyam. It is not possible. Chanchala him mana Krishna pramathi balavadviram. 5,000 years, Arjuna is denying to accept this yogic process. It is not possible to get it. I am a politician, I am a military man, I have to fight, I have to see so many things. How can I control my mind? It is not possible. So that is fact. This controlling the mind by the yogic process, by meditation, is impossible. It was possible in the Satya Yuga. The essence of the Shastra, that is the duty of the Acharya, the essence of the Shastra should be presented to the fools and the sense, so that, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he presented himself before his Guru, that Guru Mare Murkha Dekhi Karila Shasana. My Guru found me a great rascal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not a rascal, but he presented himself as a rascal, because we are rascals. These people of this age, they are all rascals. Therefore, he presented himself. Guru Mare Murkha Dekhi Karila Shasana. My Guru saw me a great rascal, therefore he has asked me, chastised me, that you rascal, you cannot understand Vedanta, you cannot read. Murkha tumi nahi tumar Vedante adhikar. You cannot read Vedanta. That means the rascals of this age, what they will understand Vedanta, they will simply miss the Buddha. They'll simply mislead the person. You see so many big politicians, scholars, simply misleading people from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is spoken on the battlefield and they want to prove that it is non-violent. In this way, people are being misled. Therefore, avoid this rascal process. to read something and interpret it in a different way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to do that. Guru mare murkha dekhi, murkha dekhi, karilasa. So, we should not try to become very learned scholar by misreading the Vedic literature. Take the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the Shastra, in Brihadaranyaka Puran. Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakta. Sadhu will not speak anything which is not in the Shastra. That is sadhu. Sadhu cannot manufacture anything. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Iva Kevalam, Kalu Nasti, Unasti, Unasti, Unasti. Chant Hare Krishna as many times as possible and be liberated. Thank you very much.